even though it was a vibrant clause. Bags are packed, your head ain't got lost inside them. Story goes it was worth the cost. You should know I was changed for the better. Caught in a breeze, been on my knees, I'm begging, keep this together.
And you are back inside my Fix It Up Life here at the National Hardware Show. And my fixed up beautiful wife, Teresa, is here.
Thank you, darling.
We're on Ustream.
We are on Ustream.
And we can't be coy anymore about, you know, callers waiting on the phone and then, oh, hey, we're joined by somebody standing up for 10 minutes.
Beautiful woman sitting with us right now, I have to say. You are a lucky man.
I am.
You get to sit next to her.
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
Yes, I do. She's
Lisa
married. She's got a ring the size of my bicycle
on her
finger.
You know what? You can still say she's beautiful if
you're
married. Yes, I can.
I'm not doing that.
I like it when people say that I'm pretty.
I don't know what to do now.
There you go.
You're flanked by a redhead and a brunette right now.
I can't win.
No, you can't.
I love it. That's a game I want to be in.
We are talking with Lisa Laporta, who is on HGTV pretty much all the time.
Pretty much hourly.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
That's awesome.
We love watching you. You are amazing. And everybody that I talk with, my friends, you know, just everybody love you. Just
Aww.
Love you.
Well, and
well,
having
you're like
that.
A favorite, Aww. Just total favorite designer.
Thank you. I hope so.
Yes.
And I think it's partly because I'm just me. I'm not an actress. I'm actually a horrible actress. I've tried. And so I just get to show up and be myself. And I think that comes across.
Yes.
And I don't know. I guess that's, I think that's what it's all about.
I think so, too.
And the real you is a real designer. I mean, you went to school for this, and you have a thriving company right now.
Yeah, I studied design architecture for a long time to make it look so easy, mm-hmm. is what I always say. But the stuff that we all use every day is pretty easy. And I find that there are easy ways of sharing what I trained in with people to be able to think that way for themselves and do it themselves. And I'm a huge fan of that whole idea that you can just be empowered to do it yourself.
You're kind of a natural born teacher.
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah. Oh, that's great. We totally dig that.
And we follow
you guys.
We follow you on Twitter, and you have so many good tips that you send out.
Yes.
And on your website too, lisalaporta.com.
Yes.
If you don't follow her, if you don't haven't gone to her website, you totally have to. You're missing out big time.
Yeah. Well, what I like, people send questions mm-hmm. all the time. And for years, they would send them to hgtv.com or they didn't know how to reach me. Mm-hmm. So I finally came up with this clever new concept of a website. So people can write me directly. They can literally load pictures of their own home. If they have specific questions about a room, a bathroom, a kitchen, whatever, just load it. I can look at the pictures and answer them right there on the website.
Wait a second. So, I remember something you posted. Was it about smell?
Yes.
Yes. And I talked about that on our radio show this past fall.
I love
it's
that.
It's not ringing a bell.
And you, of course, it's not ringing a bell with Mark because it wasn't about a tool or something. But, you know, that smell is very important when you design.
It is one of the senses to play to. So let me put it this way. You don't remember it, but think of this way. If I say to you, a favorite old leather chair.
Oh, I know.
A wooded paneled family room.
Yeah. Oh, it's the strongest scent in a lot of ways.
Right. And so many of the scents that's as much a part of the room personality, right?
Yes.
Is how it looks and how it feels.
I understand.
You just have to consider it. And, you know, I love the fragrant smells from materials. I love how slate smells on a floor.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe I'm a little bit of a geek,
no.
but I love the smells
well,
that materials have.
Well, maybe I'm a geek, too, because I agree
Join
with you.
Join the club.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
Oh, we're total geeks.
Fresh cut 2x4s on a construction site.
Oh, my God.
Is there anything better?
When you get a lumber delivery and... out of my mind. Out of my mind.
Okay,
yeah.
So we're all geeks together.
Oh, yeah, you can breathe that in. Yeah,
I also went to architecture school. And
you did.
Yeah, so, and, you know, Mark's been a carpenter for what? More years than we'd probably like to say.
Yeah, we don't want to fess
you
up.
You guys are young.
You know, because I've got Durban 20 for makeup.
Yeah.
Right here.
Yeah. I've got the spackle. I spackle every morning.
Now, what
I have to know, because I read that you're a Latin scholar.
Yes. Well, okay. I took 4 years of Latin in high school.
Oh, really?
So Latin in the sense of Italy or Latin in the sense of non illahidium carborundum?
That one.
The second one.
Yes. Yes.
You can't say what that means in English on a family show.
I'm an Italian. I'm a Sicilian girl, you know, through Chicago. But I took Latin. I love, anything ancient mythology. I love, ancient Rome. I love learning about Greece and Rome. And so, yeah, I took Latin.
Okay.
And coincidentally, taking Latin in high school helped me in so many other ways than I ever would have guessed. Because we studied mythology, it helped me studying art history. You know, so much of architecture comes from classical times, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So I spent so much time studying that. I mean, it's just...
Right,
yes.
The classical orders. Mm-hmm. Post and lintel comes from...
Yes.
I just wrote a blog for HGTVPro.com. It's not going to post yet. I'll make this a short story, but it's about one of my favorite architectural shapes, a segmented arch.
Uh-huh.
And I used photos I took at Caesar's Palace of... They have these... I forget what they're called, but there's a statue of David inside it.
Uh-huh.
What is that called?
It's a good story.
Anyway, what a segmented arch is, why the Romans use them, or that the Romans use them instead of an elliptical shape for their bridges, their aqueducts, all these things.
Yes.
And it boils it down to a segmented arch is a segment of a circle.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
And you want to talk about geek.
Think
of the first domes that came out, right? The minute they got any kind of arch, they moved away from post and lintel.
Yes.
The whole world exploded.
Yes.
The whole world exploded.
Now, I want to go to today. Let's like, go fast forward.
No! I love the Roman Empire.
I know you love the Roman Empire.
Have you seen Gladiator again lately?
Circus Maximus. Let's go. Somebody get a Gladiator.
I want to know what are in love with right now as far as new products, new trends, what's hot, and what should everybody be, like, I don't know, excited about.
Well,
so out of everything in the world.
I want to know what's, like, because there's always, like, a thing that makes people excited. Like, what's making you excited right now?
Okay, well, yes, I am. I do homes, and architecture is my thing. I am personally also very excited about jewelry.
Yes.
Because to me, jewelry is little architecture.
Yes.
So I also design jewelry.
It's a brilliant observation.
And same details, same line qualities. It's all the same. I'm never going to stop working on homes. I love that. Always, coming up with new colors. Everybody's always asking me, what are the hottest colors? You know, what are the things to do? I think right now we are an explosion of amazing products and products meeting technology. I'm actually here at the hardware show because I have a line of outdoor furniture coming out with Jordan Manufacturing. And I've learned so much information. There are so many amazing products with heat-treated wood.
And
things that they're doing. There's the technology of outdoor fabrics has exploded because, the companies that make outdoor fabrics have now sort of had babies with the textile mills. So they're producing fabrics that you would... Well, by the way, I put the outdoor fabrics in my own house. They're pet and child-proof, indestructible fabrics that you can use indoors.
Yes. I've been thinking about doing that for a long time, too.
Yeah
because it makes sense.
That makes sense.
If it's good enough for, the weather, it's good enough for little people as well.
Right.
Yeah.
And they're making fabrics that don't just look like beach cabana fabrics anymore. They're making things that are velvets. I have a velvet mohair outdoor fabric inside of my living room sofa.
Now, is that your new line?
I'm working with all the fabrics.
Okay.
And by the way, my love of all the technology and fabrics came out of my knowledge from working on the outdoor line. They were showing me fabric books for things I could choose for outdoor cushion replacements.
Really?
And I was blown away.
I am so excited. I am so excited.
And by the way, the economy is what it is, and people don't go out and buy patio furniture every year, right? But what can they do? They can buy replacement cushions.
Now, where can they find this line from you? Where do they go? What website?
Well, Jordan Manufacturing Company has a website. We are also going to be coming out at probably Sam's Club, probably Lowe's.com. We're going to be appearing all over very soon.
Okay.
And so I'm going to be selling pillow packs. And they're basically going to be replacement cushions. I'm a big fan of going neutral on the big ticket items.
Oh, yeah.
And that way you can change out your pillows to go with the trends
we
yearly.
We do that at home,
do
too.
You?
Yeah.
You look like you don't know that you do that.
We don't do it. She does it. Yeah.
Well, that's usually the case.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
In a lot of things.
Not to diminish it in any way. It's just I'm in charge of other things.
Yes.
Yeah. He is in charge of other things.
Usually the heavier it is,
right.
The more I'm in charge
right.
of it.
Right. Funny how that works.
Yeah. Or if it's installed when it's 112 degrees, I also am in charge of those things.
Or right. if it's snowing or, you know.
Too cold, too hot, too heavy.
Yeah,
boring.
Strong back.
I'll participate, mine. But only if I have to. Really. Yeah.
My favorite kind of participation
no,
is
but this
pointing.
This is great. I'm actually getting a lot out of this.
Okay,
designed
good.
For smell. Apparently, designed I had to be smell. Told that twice.
Yes.
Strong back, weak mind.
Well, you know how it is when you're married. It's always better when somebody, not your spouse, tells you.
Yes.
Because then you remember it. So I can tell him
that's
something all day long.
It's always better.
But
it's
if a friend tells
better.
Him the same thing, he's like, oh, yeah, that's a good idea. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So
well, remember, design for smell could go the other way.
It could.
Oh, not
like
it
when
could.
You've been to a friend's house that has, you know, too many pets and a snake. Right.
Yeah.
And you walk away and have a memory of their decor, and it's not about the decor, but it's about how it smells.
Oh, yeah. I know it.
That's not good.
We looked at a house to buy once. The lady had an animal, caged animal in like every room.
Oh, my goodness.
She's a scientist or something.
Beautiful home.
Yeah,
beautiful
very weird.
Home. And it was just infested everywhere with caged
wood
animals.
Wood chips, you know, the hamsters and lizards.
I forgot about that.
Hamster
that
cage
a good
smell
time.
Is very distinctive.
Yes.
Yeah, not good. We are going to have to go to break, though, darling.
Yes, we are.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, because I want this conversation to continue, but it won't. We'll be
so
back in a minute.
LisaLaPorta.com to check her out and check us out after this commercial break.
Still alive, but I'm barely breathing. Pray to a God that I don't believe in. 'Cause I got time out, she got free.